We continue our learning Lili Nishmas Dovi B'Menachem Benushim V'Cham Yaakov B'Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Chala Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. We have discussed in the past the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer when we want to know what's considered combining when it comes to a dough. I have a single dough, and it doesn't have the minimum amount that's needed to be chayv and chal. It doesn't have 3/4 of a kav. So the Mishnah in the second parak told us that if I have what's called neshicha, if I have them biting together, according to the Chachamim, the two doughs bite into each other, meaning they stick together so strongly that if you try to pull them apart, holding on one side, the other would remain attached. So that's considered that the doughs have joined together. And they would be chayv and chala, they'd be mitzdarif. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you put the two doughs in one basket, that would be sufficient. Machlokas, whether they have to be touching in the basket or not, we may mention that in the past. So our mission is going to deal with a similar thing, but here we're speaking about two women who made a dough, and each dough independently did not have the requisite amount to be chayv and chalash. Two women, we have two doughs, each one only has a kav of flour. Now a kav is not enough, I need a kav and a quarter. So v'nagu zebazeh, and they touched each other. Was touched each other? So touched can't be taken literally. Either touched means, according to the Chachamim, it means they nashku, they actually bit into one another, so to speak, so that they adhere together. That's the requirement that they have for being mitzdarev. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it means they're in the same basket. So the Mishnah here says, afilu heimi min echad, even if they're from the same species. Both wheat, both doughs are made of wheat, or rye, or oats, whatever it is, pturin. They are pater from separating challah. Now, why should they be pater? Here we have, they joined together, now it's 2 kav. That's even more than I need. I only need 1 1/4 kav. Each one has 1 kav. They joined together, now I have some that's chayv and challah. It's both wheat, let's say. So what's the issue? So the issue is, why are they pater? And there's a Bar Tanur says, Ve'ein ishicha v'tziruf sal mitzarfon. Why? Kevan Shemak Pidos, because they are particular. The Mishnah is teaching us we assume that women who each make their own independent dough, they remain distinct. And that's because each woman is particular, that they don't want their dough to be touching the other one. So because of that, they each made them independently. They weren't interested in having them joined together. The fact that they joined together, does not join them together for the obligation of challah, because each one intends to take their portion of the dough, and according to one opinion, they plan on taking it before they bake it. So here, the two women are particular that their doughs remain distinct, so they can combine even if they're made from the same species. And as the Mefarshim say, even if both of the women were not particular, that their doughs remain separate, and each took a kav of flour and they combined it together and kneaded into one very large dough, it still will not combine and it still be exempt from challah if their goal is to each take their own portion of the dough before they bake it. So that's also would be considered, although they're not makpi necessarily, this would be considered hakpada as well. Now the Mishnah now says the uvizman shehein shelisha achas, though, let's say it belongs to one person, so then it matters whether or not it's the same min or not. If it's the same species, here we have both those belong to one woman. So now min b'mino chayav v'shelo b'mino pater. So here they'll combine together. She's not particular about her two does intermingling. So if the two does were of the same min and they joined together according to the Chachamim through neshicha, according to Rabbi Ezra, and they're in the same basket, they joined together as one large dough, and that's sufficient. The Yerushalmi has an interesting point. The Yerushalmi says that if I have one woman, only our case, and she needs 2 separate doughs, So hold on one second. Why would this one woman who's making two doughs, each of them are wheat, why is she baking, why is she kneading them separately? So that must mean that even one woman is particular. Why would she be kneading them with a K separately? Obviously, she's particular, they don't join together. So why all of a sudden, when she, this one woman, if it's two women, I understand they're particular. One woman who makes two separate doughs, each one has only one kav in it. Why would such a woman, obviously she has something in mind that she wants them separate, so maybe she particular as royal, and if they happen to join together, so that also should not be sufficient to mechayev her. So why, obviously she had in mind to have them separate. So what's the case of the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is speaking of a case where she didn't have enough room, let's say, to knead a large dough. So that's why she's not particular if they were joined together. But let's say she did have enough room. She had one large pot, and she was able to make a large dough without a problem. And she kneaded them separately. So even if they joined together, they would not combine, because this is considered that she's particular. That she needed one, or let's say she's particular about something else. It's maybe the same species, but one is solus, one is fine flour, one is not solus. It's regular kamach, it's coarse flour. That also is considered particular. So the issue here is not woman versus two women. The determining factor is whether, even if it's one person, do we look at these two does as distinct? And therefore, either the same species and they join together neshicha or through a basket, it makes a difference. You're not going to be chayav to separate chal, because each one independent of one another is only one kav, doesn't have the requisite shear. Or do we say, no, they're not particular, whether and they would join together, even if you got a case of two women, where they're not particular, and we would say that you would be chayav and chala, and they would join together. Perek Dal Mishnah Beis, Mishnah wants you to know, ezhu min bimino, what's considered the same species, which we said in the previous Mishnah, if it belongs to one woman, then min bimina would be chayv, but shelo bimina wouldn't be potter. So the Mishnah says it like this. Hachitim, and we've had this in the past. Hachitim eina mitztarfos im hakol elem hakusman. So out of the five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, wheat only joins together with spelt. We assume, based on the Gemara, as well in Daf Lamed Hei Pesachim, we discuss this with respect to matzah on Pesach, we assume that spelt is a form, it's a subcategory of wheat. If that's the case, it will join together. So if you have one woman, and we assume she's not particular to have them join together, and one dough is one kav of spelt, and one dough is one kav of wheat, so they would join, if they join together, now you have more than one, now they have more than 5/4 of a kav together, so that mixture would be chayv and chala. But it would not be so if, let's say, we had wheat that joined with barley, or we had a wheat that joined with rye. It would not join together. That is the, what the Mishnah says. Hasaorin mitstarfos im hakol. And then we say that Saorim joined together with all the other species except wheat. Now, you stop for a moment, that's somewhat difficult. We mentioned that Kusbin, based on the Gemara and Psachim and Daflam, and hey, Kusbin is a subcategory of wheat. So that means wheat and spelt joined together. And the Gemara there also assumes that rye and oats, that shipot and shiboshul, respectively, are subcategories of barley. That's one of the questions about barley. Why many claim that oats is not is really not the fifth grain, is really not shibol shuol, because oats is very different than barley, completely different. And shibol shuol is probably some form of wild barley, and oats maybe should not be hamotzi. A whole big discussion about that. But here, when the Mishnah says that the Saorim are mitstofers and makol, why should barley join with all of them? I understand that barley will join together with oats and rye, with shibolus, shuel, and with shipon, but why should it join together with spelt? You're telling me it joins with all of them except wheat. So the answer is that that's not as that we may have misunderstood that brisa. The Mefarshim explained that the brisa, when it says that spelt is a subcategory of your wheat, what it means is like this. Besides that spelt is a variety of barley, and yes, barley will join with spelt, and conjoined to Kagumi Mitztaref and are the same part of the same species. It's even a form of wheat. That's the Chiddush. So that's a very different way to view that. That means that wheat is distinct. The Chiddush is that that spelt is a subcategory of wheat as well, but spelt is certainly a subcategory of a variety of barley, as is oats and rye. That is the way the Tanakhama learns the Mishnah. So what's one min bimino is wheat and a spelt and a barley with either spelt, a rye, or oats, just not wheat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, Sha'ar Haminim Mitztarfin Ze Im Ze. The other species join with one another. Not clear what he's saying. One opinion understands that Rabbi Yochanan was just coming to explain the Tanakhama. How so? The Tanakhama said, he told me what wheat and barley are. All the Tanakhama mentioned was, he says, Chitim don't join with anything except with spelt, and barley joins with all of them except wheat. So we don't know from the Tanakhama about rye and oats, and wheat. We know that according to the Tanakhama, spelt will join with wheat or barley, and rye and oats combined with barley, but not with wheat. So what we do not know though is how do we view those three grains? Meaning we don't know from the Tanakhama, or this is what I mean. We don't know from the Tanakhama, we don't know how we treat rye, oats, and spelt. What about those three? We only know about, the Tanakhama only mentioned wheat and spelt, and barley and the others. But what about barley? What about rye, oats, and spelt amongst themselves? Rabbi Yochanan will come to tell us that a Tanakhama holds that those three grains will combine with each other to form a large dough. So let's say I have some oats and rye. I have one kav of oats and one kav of rye. Those will join together and be chayiv and challah. That is the way, that's what Rabbi Yochanan and Amiri comes to teach us. Other Rishonim say that based on Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri does not come to explain the Tanakhama. He comes to argue with the Tanakhama regarding at least oats and rye. They hold that what, meaning the Tanakhama, these Mefarshim say like this, Tanakhama holds that oats cannot combine with rye. That's implied from the Tanakhama. Oats do not combine with rye. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri comes to say, no, oats do combine with rye. And that is, as Yushami says, because the Tanakhama says that oats is a variety of barley and rye is a variety of spelt, but oats and rye cannot join together. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri comes to say, no, oats and rye both a variety of barley, and therefore they can combine together.